Okay. And there's no reason for me to be on. Okay. So you can hear me still?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
Yes.
Okay, good. So we're starting in Yitzhak Hashem, the Sefer of Tomer Dvaira. Tomer Dvaira was written by the Ramak, Moshe Cordovero, who was one of the greatest Mekubalim of the early Mekubalim after the Arizal. And there was a few chidushim of this Sefer. The main chidush in the works of the Kabbalah is that he made Kabbalah into a practical handbook of Musar. So he was the first one, because Arizal wrote Kabbalah, but no one, you know, either you understood it or you didn't, but it definitely wasn't given over to the public, and it definitely wasn't in a way that it translated into Musar, like, now what? Okay, so there's 10 Sefirot. Okay, it's good to know that, but what? Therefore what? Right? How does that show? And what he did is he took many of the Kabbalistic concepts and turned them into practical Musar. So it was a very big Chiddush, this Sefer, that he did. He has other Sfarim, Hischei Sha'arim, and other Sfarim that are Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Kabbalah completely. But this Sefer Tomer was a Shiluf, was a bridge between the Musar and the Kabbalah. So this is a chiddush of the Ramak in the Sefer of Tomer Dvaira. That's number one. Number two is the following. The Sefer was one of the Shalah. Many Gedolim used to give people brachas, it says in the Hakdama here, to continue learning the Sefer, the Tomer Dvaira every day. And in the Shalah here, it says, Mishi ragil b'sefer hazeh, whoever is ragil in this book, v'oimer oisa b'chol shavua, and learns it every week, u'b'chol chodesh, every month, muftach lo shu ben olam haba. He's guaranteed to be ben olam haba. Meaning, the Shalah is saying that this is the derech of how to become a ben olam haba, is learning the Sefer Tomer Dvaira. So what does the Tomer Dvaira do? So Tomer Dvaira, at least the first parak, which is what we're going to focus on right now, because after the first parak, it's like he goes, you know, he takes it up a notch. Like you finally think you got it, you understand a little bit, and then he takes it to another, you know, level. So we'll see. But we're going to need another Vein HaZman to prepare for that. That's the next, you know. But the first part of the Sefer is based on, oh, and by the way, even the Alter Mikelem, that these, you know, the Bali Musar, well, not the Bali Kabbalah, Bali Machshav, you know, the Alter Mikelem and Mishal Salanto, they all very much encouraged to learn the Sefer, especially in Elul, leading up to the Yom Neroim, and we'll see why. But the what he focuses on is the mitzvah of the halachta bidrachav. This is a mitzvah. You're supposed to go in the ways of Hashem. You're supposed to go and follow the ways of Hashem. Now, the problem is, what are the ways of Hashem? So the ways of Hashem are, we know, you know, you follow the midos of Hashem, right? So there are midos of Hashem that are clearly obvious. Hashem gives tov. Hashem is a mativ. Okay. But then there's midos of Hashem that you and I, nobody even knows about. Unless you know Kabbalah, you don't even know that that's a midah of Hashem. Because you don't know that really when you did this, you were oimed for a din on that, but Hashem overlooked it because you had potential to do something greater, and therefore Hashem overlooked it and gave you a different din. We didn't know that. So we don't even know the extent of the midos of Hashem. V'tomer Dvora, what does he says that it's not enough to do v'halachta b'drachav in the obvious midos of Hashem. The midos of Hashem that are not obvious, that are in the pnimi, are only misgale through the pnimius of Torah. They're only become revealed in the world through the oimek, through the depths of Kabbalah, is how these midos become apparent in the world. Without Kabbalah, without the pnimius of what goes on in Shemayim, we wouldn't even know that this midah, this is the midah of Hashem. So he is megala to us how deep are the midos of Hashem, which ends up saying how deep is the mitzvah of halachta b'jochem to follow those midos. So that's the way it's structured, the sefer. It's going to be constantly being megala to us at the same time. It's an amazing thing. At the same time, he's teaching us about the midos of Hashem, but he's also teaching us the depths of, therefore, how we should behave. So you're learning both. You're learning, you know, if someone tells you, you know, that, whatever, the idea is that you're learning, number one, about Hashem, and then you're learning about, therefore, now, how to behave. And the reason why it's very important to learn this in the days of the Yom HaDin is because the more a person behaves and acts and copies a particular midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more he's bringing out that midah in the Bria. And therefore, the more he's roy that Hashem will deal with him in that midah. So if a person wants to cross in the cross the Yom HaDin to be dealt with a certain level of Midah of Tov, he has to deal with others in that Midah of Tov, and then Hashem will deal, he's gonna now reveal that Midah into the world. And because he's the one that brought it into the world, it's gonna reflect on him first before everyone else. Right? Therefore, if we want that Kadosh Baruch Hu should deal with us in the Midah of Tov, then the best way to do that is for us to deal on the Midah of Tov. And therefore, in the Kras, the Yom HaDin, it's very, very good to learn the Sefer, which is going to be Megal to us, those Midos. Okay? Now, one other important Hakdama, which we've mentioned a few times in Nefesh HaChaim, but I want to say it over again now, which is very important when you're learning the Sefer, is like this. When I say that a person has a Midah, it's not the same thing as the Midas of Hashem, okay? And let me explain why. If I say this person has a Midah that he tends to, he's a very giving person, okay? So now, that's his nature. He's a very giving person. So when someone comes to him for a request and he gives, so what do we see from that? It's his character which caused him to give. It could be that he didn't really even go through the decision-making process as much. Maybe it's not even the right thing to do necessarily in this case, but he's the nature, so it's his nature is to give. So he's giving because of his nature, right?
Well, because copying of Hashem.
First of all, not because copying of Hashem. And second of all, not necessarily because it's the right thing to do. And it wasn't really a bechira. It wasn't a choice. It was just an expression of his tendencies. Okay? We can't say that about Hashem. If Hashem has a midah of tov, it's not that he has a nature to give, and therefore he's giving because of his nature. Because then you're making Hashem into a muchrach. You're making Hashem that he's muchrach, means he's forced into something. Hashem can never be muchrach onto anything. So when we discuss the midos of Hashem, it's not the same thing as our midos. Our midos are midos that we have which control our actions. The midos of Hashem is not controlling his actions. The midos of Hashem is the opposite. It's he's acting, he does something which that is an expression of that midah. So the midah is more a description of what's happening and not the reason why it's happening. The reason why it's happening is because Hashem chose to do this, but he's choosing to do this, which is the way it expresses itself, the way it demonstrates itself to the Bria is a demonstration of that midah.
His midahs are also creation?
Yes. The midahs of Hashem are nivraim. It's not part of him. It's chutz from him. So therefore, we're not describing Hashem at all. Every time we're going to say the midah of Hashem is, we're not saying that's his character or a midah. We're saying it's in hanhaga, it's the way Hashem interacts with the world, which is an expression of that midah. Okay, so it's not like Hashem has a midah, you know, that's why he's doing it. He's a nice, you know, it's nice. So therefore, no, it's that he's acting in this way, and that's the hanhaga he's choosing to do at this moment. And that hanhaga is an expression of this midah, and therefore that's a good midah to do. If he's acting with that midah, then you should work on that midah and make that part of yourself. So your midah is not going to be the same way it's his midah. The way it's his midah is just an hanhaga. For us, it's being kona the midah itself. So the mitzvah of Halach to Bedrachav is twofold. Number one is do the things that he does, but more importantly is become the person that Hashem acts according to those midos. You should become the person that your meisim will be like the meisim of Hashem naturally. So you should be kona the midah. Okay, that's the mitzvah of Halach to Bedrachav. Okay, so let's start the, so that's an important hakdama to the Sefer, because otherwise we're going to be talking about the mitos of Hashem, and, you know, Chas v'Shalom, a person could think that the mitos of Hashem is like our mitos, and that's not the case, obviously. Okay, so let's start the beginning of the Sefer. Perek Rishon, Ha'adam ra'oi shi'yedame l'koinoi. A person is ra'oi. It is appropriate for a person to be medame himself, to make himself similar l'koinoi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created him. Ve'oz, and if he does that, yiyeh b'soyra tzura ha'elyoina tzelem v'dmus. Then he will be he will have in the soyd ha'tzura ha'elyoina, he will be following the Tzelem Elokim. Now, this is very good to learn after Nefesh HaChaim. The entire Sefer of Nefesh HaChaim was about the Tzelem Elokim. Right? It was about how we are in the image of God, and we have one characteristic similar to God, that we can control the world. Right? That was the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. He's now taking it a little more literally, and he says, you know what Tzelem Elokim means? It means you're supposed to be like Hashem. You're supposed to have the midos of Hashem. Now, why does he say, I saw the footnote here in this Sefer, I'm going to be using I'll be using mostly this Pirush of Tomei Dvorah, which is called the Hakdamos Usha'arim. So he asks the question here, so why does the Tomei Dvorah say, Ha'adam ra'oi shi'yedam elakoina? It's appropriate to do they should be like his creator. Appropriate. It's a mitzvah, the halach to b'jachav, you have to. It's not appropriate. It's appropriate, you know, to eat matzah on Pesach. Not appropriate. You have to. So he says a nice pshat. He says what it's appropriate means is because, like I said before, the midos that we're going to be talking about are not the midos which are mizgale in the Bria right away. It's the midos that you need the Sefer Torah Dvorah to tell you that the midos existed to begin with. So those midos are not the etzem mitzvah halach to b'drachah. Those midos are a deeper fulfillment of a halach to b'drachav. A person, the halach to b'drachav is maybe more general. You know, do chesed. But what's chesed? You don't even know the degree of chesed until you learn what the midah of Hashem is. Okay? So therefore, the degree of chesed is only mezgala through the learning of the Sefer. And that is an extra level, which is Roy La'adam. It's appropriate for the person to try to strive to reach that higher level as well. Okay? And by doing this, this is how a person is going to be mashlim his Tzelem Elokim. Because the Tzelem Elokim is you're like Hashem. You're like Hashem in the midos, in the potential to reach and to behave in the midos of Hashem. That's what he's learning. And therefore, you have to really understand the depths of the midah in order to fully understand what your potential in Tzelem Elokim is in order to fulfill that potential. Okay? So that's the Hakdama. And Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue into a little bit, probably a little more Hakdama, and then we'll see the first midah. The first midah in this Sefer, the first one, if we just got to the first one, we could die the whole thing. This, the first one is a huge, huge inyan. It's a tremendous nisayon, and it's a huge inyan. So I'm looking forward to learning it. Okay. Shkoyach.
Thank you, Rav. Well, good night.
Very good. Okay, have a good night, everybody.